USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Michael Cohen has been released from prison again. The former personal attorney for President Trump was freed by a federal judge in Manhattan after being sent to prison for resisting the terms of home confinement. Cohen's attorney, Danya Perry, said her client is extremely gratified that the court upheld his fundamental constitutional right to speak freely and publicly, and he looks forward to doing that. Cohen was sent home in May due to the coronavirus pandemic, but was back in the joint earlier this month after questioning an agreement that would prevent him from publishing his book, speaking to news organizations, and posting on social media. The judge found returning Cohen to prison was retaliatory. Cohen will now serve the rest of his 3-year sentence at home. Turn down day for Wall Street. The Dow finished down 182 points, the Nasdaq down 98, the S&P 500 off 20. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working 2 different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Republican senator wants New York Governor Andrew Cuomo impeached. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Kentucky Senator Dr. Rand Paul said that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should be impeached for what he sees as a mishandling of that state's coronavirus response.
Well, I think what you found in New York is that we ended up having a horrendous death. We had 30-some-odd thousand people die. Their death rate is about 1,600 per million, the highest in the country, 8 times worse than Florida, 10 times worse than Texas. So I don't think there's a lot in New York that we can look to and say, oh, that's what we should model after. In fact, I really think Governor Cuomo ought to be impeached for the worst public health decision maybe in a century, sending patients with coronavirus back to nursing homes.
Paul also said he thinks about 25% of New York is now immune to the virus because so many people got it at the beginning of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You can find us at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The amount of force federal officers deployed to Portland can use has been limited by a federal judge. The officers are barred from arresting or using force against someone they should reasonably know is a journalist or a legal observer of protesters. The judge's decision came after Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler was reportedly tear-gassed.
This is an egregious overreaction on the part of the federal officers. This is not a de-escalation strategy. This is flat-out urban warfare.
The judge's order will last for 2 weeks as he considers a longer-lasting injunction against federal law enforcement. Wheeler and Oregon state officials have called for federal law enforcement to leave Portland, where protests against racial inequality have continued. America's teachers are concerned about the upcoming school year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A large majority of America's school teachers say in a new survey they are worried they'll be exposed to the coronavirus in their classrooms if classroom learning resumes this fall. A Gallup poll finding 3/4 of teachers are either very or moderately concerned. About half of Americans in other jobs are very or moderately worried about exposure to the virus as well. The survey showing 74% of kindergarten through high school teachers would prefer to work remotely. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.